Okay, we're starting Masechta Snida, new Masechta. We're starting from Daf Beis Amar Aleph, beginning of Masechta. Masechta Snida is about a woman who's a Nida. That means a woman who sees blood from a uterus, what's called menstruation, and we're going to call it a Nida. Now, a Nida, besides for being usher to a husband, a Nida also is Tame, and if she touches any tyrus, it makes a Tame. Any food that's tar, if you touch it, becomes tummy. And that will be the ikka discussion here in the first few blat here about a isha who is tummy, she's a nida, and she touches a tyrus. Zok the Mishnah. Shamai Omar, Omer, kol anashim daim shaitam. That means what happens if a isha sees dam, sees blood, she becomes tummy. And the whole day she was working in the kitchen and touching tyrus. So when is the tyrus Tame? We know right now anything she touches now, Mekan La'abah, from now on is Tame because she's Tame. But what about all the food she worked with the whole day? Is that Tame also? Why would you think it's Tame? Because Allah is that the blood that leaves the uterus, even before it leaves the body, already makes her Tame. It renders her Tame, even before it leaves the body. So Kozman, it's called the Beis Achitzain, it's the outer cavity after the uterus. So then, anytime there's blood over there, right, she becomes tummy. So here, we're not sure if at that time there was dam there, and she was tummy. So we're not sure the whole day. Maybe she was tummy already. So from when do we assume that all the tires she touches tummy? So Shammai says, "Kol anoshim dayan shaitam." All women that become tummy nida. It's only from now and on anything she touches is tummy. But anything before that, we assume she was still tahar, and it's tahar. Dayan shaitam means enough to ask her from now on. That's what Shammai says. Hil oimer mepkida lepkida. You check when was her last bedika. When she makes a bedika, that means she inserts a bedika cloth inside, she checks herself and she's tahar, and that was tahar. So you go from her last bedika. Let's say today is Friday. She made a bedika yesterday on Thursday at 2 o'clock. So any tahar she touched yesterday from 2 o'clock till today is tahar. At least mesafik. Why is it tummy mesafik? Because we're not sure. Maybe right after her bedika, she started seeing blood. So we're not sure. Maybe she came in Ida from that bedika.
According to Hill, women used to randomly check themselves.
Yeah, there is a lacha. First of all, that someone who works with tyrus, the Mishnah later on says that they should make a bedika twice a day. It could be. So in times when they worked with tyrus, they made a bedika all the time. Yeah, they did make a bedika often. What?
They
means that they worked in the kitchen. They touched food and they were makbid on tyrus to have tar digger food. So therefore, they always made bedika. So Hill says that you count mebkida lebkida fill a yom harbe. Even though, let's say, she didn't make a bedika for a few days, and she made a bedika, let's say, on Tuesday, and now today, on Friday, she finds dam, the halacha is, everything from Tuesday till Friday is tummy. Because we're not sure. Maybe she became tummy in the week. So that's Shammai. Shammai is very makel. He says from now on. Hillel is very machmir. He goes, you go from the last bedika. Chachamim is like in between. Chachamim loike debrizeh. I'm not so machmir like by Shammai. Loike debrizeh. I'm not so makel like by Hillel. Elo, me'eis le'eis. Me'etas adeh p'kida l'p'kida. Ayad p'kida l'p'kida. He says it can't be more than 24 hours back. That even if she made a last bedika on Tuesday, and today she saw dam on Friday, so today on Friday at 7 a.m. she saw, it can't be tummy more than 7 a.m. yesterday and Thursday. It's enough if you ask, if you metame all the tyrus in the last 24 hours. That's enough. So elam eis leis v'mayametas ayad b'kida l'pkida. It's mayit from the b'kida l'pkida. U'm'pkida l'pkida, v'mayametas ayad me'eis leis. And b'kida l'pkida, it's a mayit 24 hours. Let's say maybe bedika yesterday on Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m. So then, you only will be tamei the things that will assume that the things are safek tumah, the things you touch, only from 5 p.m. until 7 a.m. on Friday morning. So whatever is shorter, but never more than 24 hours, according to Chum. Things will not go back and be tamei more than 24 hours, l'mafreya, never more than 24 hours. According to Beis Hillel, you have to go to the last bedika. It could be 3-4 days ago. According to Chama, never more than 24 hours. And even in 24 hours, if there's a bedika within 24 hours, you go with the last bedika. So that's the three shittas in the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Kol Isha Shiyashla Vest, Dayashaita. There's a case where everyone agrees that only Tommy and Mekan Laba. That's Isha has a vest. That means if a Isha has a set time, she sees Dam. She sees Dam every 27 days exactly at 5 p.m. She sees, it's called Vest Kavua. She sees exactly the same time every 27 days. So then the halacha is when she sees Dam on the 27th day at 5 p.m., you don't have to worry that all the tires she touched there was Tommy because she has a pattern. She has a very strong pattern. Therefore, Lekuli Amma Daya Shaita. Kol Isha Shiesh Lavest Daya Shaita. Yeah, usually it's about an hour or so, even about an hour. And these days, even a Vest Kavua is the whole day, but even Vest is about an hour or so, yeah. Someone who has tashmish with bedikas, that she makes bedikas before and after tashmish always to make sure she is tahar. So then, harezu kipkida, that's like a bedika. It's just as good as a bedika. There'll be a havamina that only a bedika for tyrus is good, but maybe a bedika for tashmish is not such a good bedika. Kamashal the mishnah, that's a good bedika. Umametes ayad me'es leis. And it will be memayit either meislays. That means, let's say she was meshamish Thursday night at 12 p.m. So then at 11 p.m. she was meshamish with bedikas. Then anything before that will be tahar if that bedika was tahar. And the same thing is if she made a bedika Thursday morning and then again was meshamish at 11 p.m. with bedikas. You don't have to count from Thursday morning's bedikas. From the evening last night, 11 p.m., anything before that will be tahar because that bedika counts as a cutoff point that we know that anything before that, she was tahar, she was not tamei.
What's it saying?
What?
Saying?
It's like this, that usually you go pekidah pekidah, let's say. That means today, she saw this morning, Friday morning at 7 a.m. in the morning. So yesterday, last bedika was yesterday, was 7 a.m. Thursday morning. So really, everything from 7 a.m. from yesterday morning to today morning should be tamei, because we're not sure. But let's say she was shamish last night with bedikas. So then you can start counting from last night. Anything before the whole yesterday afternoon will be tahar. Because she made a bedika last night. I spoke out that a bedika for tashmish maybe is not good enough. Maybe only a bedika for tyrus, where you had in mind for tyrus, is good enough. Maybe a bedika for tashmish, you're not so careful with it. And maybe it's not a good enough bedika. There's a svara that someone who's about to be mashamish shall do a very quick bedika, and she won't do it so good. So maybe that's not good enough for tyrus. Maybe it's not good enough. So kamash lo, it's still good enough. So the chiddush is that bedika is a good enough bedika, and that will be a cutoff point. They know anything before that is tahar. No, as a bedika,
works.
Right, that's the chiddush. Hamashamash is beedim areizu kapkido memetas alyad miyaisleis, and Fira Chachamim who said that only goes 24 hours. So it'll be memayit in that you'll go from the bedika of tashmish, and also be memayit, even though your real bedika was yesterday earlier than tashmish, still you'll count from the bedika of tashmish. Ketza dayishaita. What does it mean, dayishaita? We explained it already outside. What does dayishaita mean? That means he's a sheves bemita. She was sitting on a bed, vasuka v'tayris. She was working with her food. Or Tyrus, Upirsha, and Verasa, and she left the bed and she saw Dam. He Temeya, she of course is Tommy now, but ain't Tyrus, but the food she dealt with, she handled all tar. Because Dayashaita, that's Dayashaita means. Dayashaita means enough to matame her from Makan Laba. Another thing the Mishnah speaks out, even though we said, let's say the Fir Chachamim, that if she finds Dam now, she's Tommy already. From yesterday morning regarding Tyrus. That's only regarding Tyrus. She only starts counting whatever the countings are only from today. They're certain they're counting 7 days for Anida. Whatever the countings are, you only count from when she became Tomei.
It's not Pashit.
What?
It's not Pashit.
What? Because that's Masafik? Yeah, that's what I mean. That's the reason. Because that's only a Safik. And this is that you make the Tyrus Tomei. But that you start counting that she's Tommy, only know from when she know for sure, which is now, that she know for sure she became Tommy with them.
Isla, you mentioned it's yesterday morning or 24 hours? Or it's...
Isla is 24 hours. 24 hours. Isla is 24 hours.
Midday,
right. Yeah, exactly. That's the end of the Mishnah. So again, we have Machlekes in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if Dayan Shaitan or not. Shammai holds when she sees Dam, you can assume anything that she touched before, anything handled before is Tahar. We go from now on, she's Tamei. According to Beis Hillel, no, you go to the last time that you were Vadai Tahar. Pekida, when she made a Bedika. That's Hillel Shita. So the Gemara is going to explain now the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Zog to Gemara. My taima the Shammai. What's the reason that Shammai holds that Dai is Shaita? I mean, she saw Dam now, and you can assume that it's only from now on she's Tamei. And you don't assume that she was Tamei the whole time, and there was Dam in the base Hachitzain. My taima the Shammai. Kesavar Hemed Isha Al Chaskasa. What's Pshat in Shammai? Shammai holds that you put an Isha on a Chazaka. Chazaka means like the status quo. And since till now we assumed she was Tahar, so why should we assume he's Tamei? Until you know for sure something changed, we go up to the status quo, which is called a Chazaka. And her Chazaka was that she was Tahar. She went to the mikvah a month ago, she's Tahar. That's her status. So we keep her status till we know something changed. She is in her status that she's Tahar. What does Hill hold? Hill hold, you're right. This is something called Chazaka. We all agree this is called Chazaka Mekara, but this is not Shugah Chazaka. Why not? When do we say that we leave something status quo? When there's no Reyesa Megufay from a Guf. I'll explain this in a second. I'm like, Issa, but a lady, a woman, Kivan, the Megufa Kachazia, she sees Megufa. Loi Amrinon Ukma Chazaka. We don't say that we leave her by the status quo. Now, what does that mean? So we learn the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns on top of the Amr. It says Mu'ada, which va'alula hi lekach. It's normal for her to see. Since it's normal for her to see, it doesn't. You can't say a status quo because it's called a chazaka asuy l'shtanes. This is a chazaka that's made to change. She sees every month. It's very normal for her to see. Since it's very normal for her to see, you can't say a status quo. A usual chazaka means that something that's supposed to stay forever, so we assume that's the way it is. But here, this is not going to stay forever anyway. She's sure becoming Tamei soon. So therefore, it's not a regular Chazaka Mekara. It's a Chazaka Asuy L'shtanes. It's a Chazaka that's made to change. And therefore, Hill holds, it's not such a strong Chazaka Mekara. Therefore, there is a Safek Tamei.
So whenever you don't check, how can you always rely on that? Then you can rely on the Chazaka?
She didn't check it. She became home and she found
she
dumb.
And she checked
she found dumb. She found dumb.
Right. So every time you have a matzav, you don't want to do a beer. You want to
charge right.
The taris.
Right.
Shouldn't you have to check out the chazaka? Because if it's a suffix, maybe it's a sulish danais.
If you want to be sure that's not going to be tummy, then you can do
chazaka. Chazaka, right?
No, you can't. You can't rely on chazaka. What's the raya according to Hill? That if you didn't make a bdika and then she got down 2 days later, it'll be Tommy from now.
Yeah,
but Freya, right? Mafreya, because yeah, you have to have something that says that a reyesa. Once you have the reyesa, you
reyesa,
don't start
so
as strong.
Well, really fresh, really change.
Right.
You have to, before you do bia, you have to do a
kida. It could be, yeah. I'm saying you're right. There is a certain amount of chazaka, but it's not a vada. It's not a vada. You could fear zecha like that. You could. Act like that, but it's not about that. And the Raya is there'll be Safek Tumah on the tires.